welcome to the Health and Wellness Podcast. Jennifer Smithson sits down with Susan Martin from TIAA CREF to talk about financial planning and saving for your child's college education.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Smithson, and I'm with the Vanderbilt Child and Family Center, and I am sitting down with Susan Martin, who works for TIAA CREF. She is a senior consultant for individual client services. And our first question, what is an annuity?
Sure. Thanks, Jennifer. An annuity is the product or the vehicle that TIAA CREF provides Vanderbilt for our retirement savings. It can be either a fixed or a variable account, or you can mix up the investments either way. And it's nice because at retirement, you can choose whether or not you want to have a lifetime income stream, like a pension payment for the rest of your life. It's an option, but you don't have to use it. It's just one of the ways you can pull money from an annuity account.
Also, these days we're hearing a lot about a diversified portfolio, and it's a term that comes up over and over again. But what exactly is a diversified portfolio?
Well, a diversified portfolio means spreading your accumulation between different asset classes like stocks, bonds, real estate, guaranteed, and getting the right mix based on your age and your risk tolerance to ensure that this is an appropriate portfolio for your investments.
Okay. And for a person that has a portfolio, how do they go about making sure that their portfolio is diversified?
Well, there's some great tools out there. TIAA CREF offers one that's sponsored through Ibbotson and Associates. That's an objective advice session. It ensures that you're on track to meet your goals by ensuring that your portfolio is in the right mix, that you're putting the right amount of money in the account. And there's other tools that providers can provide like that as well. So it's a great way to find out. Personal sessions with your retirement vendor are a great way to go. TIAA CREF here in Nashville on the 3100 block of West End provides those sessions. And we're also at Vanderbilt monthly to sit down with folks.
Right now, college tuitions are going up every year.
Right.
And so it is a huge worry for some parents trying to figure out how are they going to finance their child's college tuition. So yeah, what are some funds that parents can set up for their child to fund their college tuition?
Yeah, there's a lot of choices out there. A popular one are the newer 529 plans, which works something like the Roth IRA. You put money in on an after-tax basis, it grows and accumulates, and then when you pull it out for a college expense, you don't have to pay taxes on the growth or the gains in the account. So that's a very popular account. Another is the education savings account, which is very similar to 529 in the way it grows. But it has a caveat for K through 12 private education too, so it could be used for K through 12. There's the uniform gift to minors type accounts, the custodial accounts, and they're for other child expenses like new cars or a used car, maybe at 16 or maybe a wedding, something like that. So they have some tax breaks as well.
Wow. Is there a certain amount that they have to start these accounts off at, or they can...
It depends. It depends on what vendor you're using that provides them. But most of the time, since, you know, the different companies know this is for college savings, it's as low as $50 a month.
And there's no penalty as long as they're using it for education.
Right. Yeah, in the sense of education... if you use it for a qualified education expense, it's fine. If you don't, or if you use the wonderful Vanderbilt benefit for education and you don't end up using all of it, there is a penalty. It varies depending on what account you're in, and then you just have to pay taxes on the growth.
What are some safe options for people who want to invest, but they're not wanting to take a big risk with their money?
Yeah, it sounds like you're talking about market risk, which is the risk of the ups and downs in the stock market. And probably the best way to combat that, I think, is a diversified portfolio. But within that, the lower risk options are bonds, real estate, commercial real estate investments, maybe even guaranteed investments, to give you a nice mix with the stocks along in your portfolio.
We all know that the earlier you start saving, the better. But what are some things that parents can do to kind of introduce the concept of saving money to their kids?
Yeah, that's a great question. Parents can use a lot of different tools, and I think they do. One thing I think is great is when parents really model savings and talk about savings at home, maybe even take their child to the bank to emphasize how important it is to save some money. You know, children with piggy banks all over the country, you know, in a year or two might open a savings account. But I think modeling in the home is great. And just the importance of maybe saving 10% of a birthday gift or something like that.
Well, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. And I'd invite anybody that had further questions to call our office here in Nashville or go to our website, www.tiaa-cref.org.
Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link. Thank you. Have a great week.